the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and about the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. Names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio. I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods up in a tripod or a tree sit or locked down in a dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. And I want to let our listeners know that Earth First Radio is looking for interns. If you'd like to write or research news, you can do so from the privacy of your own home and then just send it on off to us and we'll put it on the air and you'll get credit at the end of the show. Hey, how about that? Just listen up towards the end of the show and get that contact information. That way we can get you and your news on the air. Let's start off with announcements. Close the rally and march and vigil, all taking place Sunday, October 1st in San Francisco. It's either that or it means Saturday, October, or September 30th. I don't know which they mean, but it says Saturday, October 1st, which doesn't exist. Let's hope it's Sunday, unless the march and rally is on Saturday, in which case you got the date anyway. Close the gap between rich and poor, and in our sacred Redwood Forest Gap Rally, March, and Vigil. It's at 1 p.m., either Saturday or Sunday, can't tell which, in San Francisco, California, at the Gap flagship store, Powell and Market Streets. There's a rally with music, speakers, street theater, a religious ceremony related to the Jewish Holy Days of Atonement. At 4 p.m., a march to the Gap headquarters at 1 Harrison Street for more speakers, drumming, and dancing, and to deliver demands to Gap and hold a vigil. And I guess that's all on Sunday. Well, it says Saturday, September 30th, we'll have a day of puppet and banner making. Time and place to be announced, and I don't know what it is yet, so I guess you're going to have to figure that one out. Coming up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Board of Forestry Attendathon, and that's taking place in Sacramento, California, all 3 days from 8:30 in the morning until 5 p.m. in the afternoon at the Resources Building, 1416 9th Street in Sacramento. Be sure to attend all the three critical days of the Board of Forestry's last decision-making session of the year and make your voices heard. And, of course, on Tuesday, October 3rd, there will be a rally on the west steps of the Capitol Building in Sacramento, the Governor for Sale Rally for the Forests. Bring bags of gray dollars to give to the governor. Once again, that rally, 12 noon, Tuesday, October 3rd, on the west steps of the Capitol Building in Sacramento, California. And leading up to that weekend, this Saturday, September 30th, 3 p.m., there will be an organizing workshop, and at 7 p.m., a concert at Independence Hall Park in Arnold, California. That's up in the Sierra Nevada, site of the new tree sitting right in that area. Anyway, we'll get into that news a little later on. Then this coming Sunday, October 1st at 2 p.m. in Chico, they will be opening for Clan Dykin and Diane Patterson. This is Daryl Cherney's Forest Action Roadshow, and that will be in the park. And if you're in Chico, I hope you know which park that is, because it doesn't say here. And it says, greetings, Sacramento Rally participants. If you need camping for any of the days of the Board of Forestry Attendathon or the Rally for the Forest, and this is Sunday evening through Thursday morning, October 1st through 4th, there is a place in Davis. Here's how you get there. Get to the corner of East 8th Street and Pole Line Road. Go east on 8th Street. That's east on East 8th until you get to 2411 East 8th Street in Davis, California. You'll see the big vacant lot and the sunrise emblazoned on the east side of the fence and the rural-type mailbox identifying the site as 2411 East 8th Street in Davis. Bring your tents, your ground cloth, your own food, and be real respectful of the spot because the guy's real nice to give it to us. Anyway, if you want more information, call Environmentally Sound Productions, 707-923-4368 for more information. Here's a message for forest activists in southwest Oregon and the Cascade-Siskiyou area. Chant Thomas is inviting forest activists to gather at the Trillium Farm for a day in October. That's Sunday, October 15th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to come gather together as a community of forest activists to share present and future projects, passions and needs, concerns, look at what we're up against, look at how we can work together, learn how we can support each other's various programs and diverse strategies for the protection of our forests and wildlands, and just have a good old time in a beautiful, wild, sacred place. Coffee, tea, and munches provided. Delicious organic vegan lunch for a $5 donation, if you've got it. If you want more information, contact Chant Thomas at 541-899-1712. That's 541-899-1712, and it also says 1696 here, so I guess instead of 1712, you can try 1696, or send email to chant at deepwild.org. Once again, that's chant, C-H-A-N-T, at deepwild.org, and please give them a call so they know how much food to cook. Once again, this is at the, you'll have to figure out where it is, Trillium Farm, 10,000 Little Applegate River Road in Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Once again, 10,000 Little Applegate River Road, Jacksonville, Oregon, for the Trillium Farm. That get-together for Southwest Oregon and Cascade-Siskiyou area activists, Sunday, October 15th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Taking place in Nevada from October 6th through the 9th is the Nuclear-Free Great Basin Gathering, held at Segovia, across from the Nevada nuclear test site in the Great Basin Desert. Ample opportunity to learn about national and international nuclear and indigenous issues and to study the success of other anti-nuclear campaigns. Meal and water will be provided. Be prepared for desert camping, hot days, and cool nights. Donations accepted to cover costs. If you want more information, call 702-647-3095. That's 702-647-3095. Go to the webpage, www.shundahai.org/great_basin_2k.html. Once again, www.shundahai.org/great_basin_2k.html for that website. Once again, October 6th through 9th, just north of Las Vegas. You are cordially invited to the Predator Conservation Alliance's first annual meeting entitled Predators, People, and Places, Finding a Balance. That's going to be taking place October 6th through 8th at Mammoth Hot Springs in Yellowstone National Park. That's Mammoth Hot Springs in Yellowstone National Park. The Predator Conservation Alliance will host its first annual conference and membership meeting. Keynote address is by Dave Foreman, along with panel discussions, ecology field trips, entertainment, evening presentations by renowned wildlife photographer Thomas Mangelson, and more. If you'd like to register, call PCA at 406-587-3389. That's 406-587-3389. Or by email to Jennifer at predatorconservation.org. Once again, that's Jennifer at PredatorConservation, all one word, .org. Or, of course, you can go to their webpage, www.PredatorConservation, all one word, .org. And coming up is the second annual National Forest Protection Alliance Convention, October 12th through 15th, at the Trinity Mountain Ranch in Black Hawk, Colorado. Join grassroots activists from across our nation as we build upon our vision for a permanent protection of our national forests. Anyway, group discussions, solutions in the marketplace, 10 endangered forests, interactive workshops, and special sessions. Want more information? Call the National Forest Protection Alliance. Their network office at 406-542-7565. Once again, that's 406-542-7565. Selected scholarships are available. Or you can send email to nfpa@wildrockies.org. Pre-registration is required, and contact the office for more information. Once again, October 12th through 15th at the Trinity Mountain Ranch, Black Hawk, Colorado, second annual National Forest Protection Alliance Convention. Looking for some movement music? I've got the latest schedule here for Dana Lyons concerts coming up tomorrow evening, Saturday the 30th of September, in Tanasket, Washington, or Tanasket, Washington, I guess. He'll be appearing at the Community Cultural Project celebration for the Buckhorn Mountain. There'll be a dinner at 6, a concert at 8. There is a little admission there. Sunday, October 1st, he'll be in Chelan, Washington. You can hear Dana Lyons at the Lake Chelan United Methodist Church at 206 Emerson Street. Dinner from 5 to 6:30, concert at 7, benefits the Youth Center. October 5th is a Thursday evening, 7 p.m. in Seattle at the University of Washington, Kane Hall, Rothke Auditorium, Room 103. It says Fish Fest, sponsored by Friends of the Earth. Also performing at that one is Jim Page, the Raging Grannies. And for more info, call 206-297-9460. That's 206-297-9460. Friday, October 6th, Dana Lyons will be in Petrolia, California at the Matol Valley Community Center, and that's a mighty nice place. Uncle Dennis has been there. If you don't know where it is, it's at 29230 Matol Road in Petrolia, kind of west of town, a quarter mile past the post office. Also appearing is Timothy Hull, 6:30 dinner, 8 p.m. concert, sliding scale tickets. And Saturday, October 7th, Dana will be in Garberville, California. That's not a big drive from Petrolia. Anyway, October 7th at the Beginnings Hall, a dinner and concert again with Timothy Hull, 6:30 dinner, 8 p.m. concert. And anyway, that one's a long way off. I won't tell you about that one. Want to listen to Casey Neal? October 6th, he'll be in Portland, Oregon at the Artichoke Music First Friday Series. He'll be appearing on the Back Gate stage. More information, and that's at 3130 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland, Oregon, appearing with Steve Einhorn and Kate Power, plus mystery guests. Oh, boy. And let's see, October 15th in Olympia, Washington, at the Evergreen Harvest Festival at the Organic Farm, and he'll be appearing during the day. Casey Neal, check him out. Activist News. Yuba Nation erects first tree sit in Sierra Nevada. Wednesday, September 27th, in the early hours of dawn, Yuba Nation erected a tree sit within the controversial Marsh Mill THP located north of Graniteville, California, where 2,685 acres are slated to be aggressively cut. That means 350 acres of clear cut. Suspended between two old-growth sugar pine trees on property Sierra Pacific Industries claims to own, Yuba Nation activists vow to stay perched atop the canopy of one of the few remaining islands of fragmented habitat left on the heavily impacted THP. Citing the corporate timber theft, bribery, polluted waterways, and numerous forest practice rules violations and endangering small timber operations and mill owners, Yuba Nation will remain in defense of this imperiled habitat until each of the following demands by Sierra Pacific Industries is honored on behalf of the Northern Goshawk, Pacific Fisher, California Red-Legged Frog, California Spotted Owl, American Marten, and virtually all old-growth-dependent mammals, raptors, and amphibians known to be suffering population declines. Demand number one, halt all logging in Marsh Mill THP pending review of forest practice rule violations. Number two, halt all clear-cutting practices. Number three, halt all logging in habitats of threatened species. Number four, halt all logging of old growth. Number five, halt all logging in areas of archaeological significance. Six, halt all logging in sensitive habitats. Seven, engage in open dialogue with the local community. I mean, what could be more reasonable than that? Forest Defender's treetop home can be viewed easily from the road. And here's how you get there. From Nevada City, take Highway 49 towards Downeyville, turn right on Tyler Foot Road, past North Columbia, where Tyler Foot turns into Cruise On Grade, cruise on past the signs to Granite, or follow the signs to Graniteville, and go past Graniteville for a couple of miles. It's about an hour from Nevada City. Doesn't say where the tree sit is, but I guess it's 2 miles past Graniteville. There you go. If you want more information, contact Yuba Nation. They're at 530-470-9546. That's 530-470-9546. Good luck on that tree sit, folks. Paul Watson has been convicted in the Faroe Islands. Sea Shepherd Captain Paul Watson, an international founder of Sea Shepherd Society, has been found guilty by a court in the Faroe Islands for violation of immigration laws, illegal entry into Faroese waters. The Faroese government was angered when Watson brought the Sea Shepherd flagship Ocean Warrior to the Faroes in July to protest the Danish protectorate's annual slaughter of pilot whales. The court has sentenced Watson to pay 300,000 Danish kroner, about 37,000 American dollars, or serve 60 days in prison. Hey, Paul, I'd take the prison myself. Various recent reports out of Denmark have stated that Paul Watson was issued a 3-day visa to attend the court hearing but chose to be judged in absentia, that he committed terrorism in Iceland, that he's under order of expulsion from all Nordic countries for these acts, which took place in 1986. Watson says he has a clear defense for all charges, but he was not allowed the opportunity to present it. Faroe Islands Customs cleared his ship for entry into Faroese waters and issued the clearance papers to Captain Watson, he maintains. All other entries were by right of innocent passage through Faroese waters without stopping. The Faroese did not refuse the right of innocent passage at any time, Watson says. Watson says he was never served with papers notifying him of a court date in the Faroese Islands. The papers were apparently served on board the Ocean Warrior in Amsterdam when Paul Watson was absent. Watson says he has no knowledge of an expulsion order from any Nordic country and has never seen such an order. When asked to produce this order, the Faroese authorities stated they could not do so due to security interests. Sea Shepherd Conservation International has written to the Danish Ministry of Justice to demand that Denmark provide Captain Watson with his right to due process, specifically the right to a fair and impartial trial. Quote, "If this is Danish justice, then the Danes should be outraged," Watson says. "Their protectorate has set a precedent that an accused need not be informed nor required to attend a trial if a trial in absentia is more convenient to the state." The Faroese Islanders have slaughtered more than 640 pilot whales this year. The Danish government supports the right of the Faroese to kill the whales. European Union law protects only endangered species, and pilot whales are not listed as endangered. Legal victory for public participation in forest management. American citizens gained a greater voice in the management of their public-owned forests recently as an agreement was reached in a lawsuit brought against U.S. Forest Service by Heartwood, a grassroots organization working to protect eastern forests and two of its staff members. In a settlement agreement that was signed today by Judge James L. Foreman of the State's District Court for the Southern District of Illinois, the Forest Service has agreed to provide the public the right to comment on and appeal projects, including prescribed burning, off-highway vehicle trails, creating permanent forest openings, and many other projects that implement provisions of official forest management plans. Until this settlement, filing a lawsuit was the only remedy available to a person who questioned the Forest Service's judgment in regard to these projects, and the complexities and expense of such lawsuits have prevented many people from participating in these decisions. If you'd like more information, you can contact Devin Sherable, Network Support Coordinator for Heartwood. You can reach him at P.O. Box 7653, Columbia, Missouri, 65205. Once again, the address, Devin Sherable, Network Support Coordinator of Heartwood, P.O. Box 7653, Columbia, Missouri, 65205, or give him a call, 573-999-5790. Once again, that's 573-999-5790, or send email to devin@heartwood.org. That's devin@heartwood.org, or, of course, the webpage at www.heartwood.org. And all charges have been stayed against an animal rights pair. News from Vancouver, British Columbia. After more than 5 years of Royal Canadian Mounted Police harassment against two Vancouver animal rights activists has come quietly to an end this week. On September 20th, exactly 2.5 years after laying over 50 charges against them, British Columbian Crown Counsel Pat Donald entered a stay of proceedings on all counts. The two activists, Darren Thurston and Animal Liberation Front spokesperson David Barbaresh, were the prime suspects in a razor blade letter mail campaign carried out by a group called the Justice Department. 22 British Columbian and Alberta guide outfitters received booby-trap letters between in January 1996. In March 1998, Thurston and Barbaresh were charged with multiple counts of, quote, sending a dangerous thing through the mail. Both have always maintained their innocence. Donald explained to one defense lawyer that the reason for the stay of proceedings was, quote, disclosure issues. The issue she was most likely concerned about was British Columbia Supreme Court Justice Lysak's recent order for further Crown disclosure, which would have revealed more details of a Royal Canadian Mounted Police National Security Information Service undercover operation. Donald and Leet RCMP NSIS investigator Lee Ryan have continually denied its existence. Ryan even testified last year at the preliminary hearing that no such operation existed, but files ordered disclosed by Lysak have continually shown otherwise. Previous disclosure received by defense counsel have actually named the undercover agents involved, as well as the involvement of CSIS undercover agents. Says Darren Thurston, quote, this case should serve as a warning to all citizens who dare to protest. What the RCMP did to us, they can do to anyone, and civil action against the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is being considered. Moving to Washington, D.C., the bad Utah bill surfaces as a writer in Congress. Representative Jim Hansen of Utah had threatened to pull a September surprise. Well, he did it on Tuesday, September 26, by attaching the bad San Rafael Swell bill as a rider to the Interior Appropriations Bill for 2001. You'll recall that this bill was pulled from the House floor in June when Hansen and Chris Cannon couldn't stand the addition of amendments which strengthened the legislation. To refresh your memories, the San Rafael Swell National Conservation Area proposal is totally inadequate because, one, it designates no wilderness areas. Two, the NCA boundaries are arbitrarily drawn along county lines, even though the ecosystem and proposed wilderness areas follow those boundaries. Three, it grandfathers in nearly a decade's worth of ORV use by making the cutoff date February 2, 2000, rather than using the BLM's previous inventory date back to 1991. Four, it makes it difficult or impossible for federal government procedure to procure water rights for environmental purposes. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is among senators and congresspersons on the House Senate Conference Committee, which is deciding the fate of the appropriations bill. Please call her office immediately to object to the San Rafael rider. Her office number in Washington, D.C. is 202-224-3841. Once again, that's 202-224-3841, and do wish her well on her broken leg. If you want to call the White House, they need to hear about Friends of Wilderness in Utah also. Try John Podesta, White House Chief of Staff, 202-456-6797. And the Interior Conference Committee is supporting a $40 million funding increase for timber sales above the Forest Service request. They have also added the timber targets rider that requires the agency to log 3.6 billion board feet next year, whether we need it or not, and the stewardship contracting rider that allows the agency to give away still more trees. The Forest Service expects to log between 1.6 and 2 billion board feet this year, so this represents a huge increase. The timber targets rider is a serious threat that would force the agency to offer more destructive timber sales and focus first on getting the cutout at the expense of all other programs. In addition, there's a whopping $1.9 billion increase for fire-related spending that will include hundreds of millions of dollars to be spent on thinning projects to reduce fuel load. The administration is aware of our concerns and speaking out against the Domenici Amendment and timber targets. However, we need to keep the pressure on, and there's still concern about the $40 million increase in funding for timber sales. Get in touch with your congresspeople. Tell them to put down that amendment. We're going to take a little break here while Uncle Dennis gets his voice squared away and listen to some music from Dana Lyons. This one's called TV God.
Watch my TV. Everyone was nice and the smiles were so sparkly. I watched what made them happy and I watched what made them cry. I learned about toys and candy my mommy should buy. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV. Soon I was a teenager and I knew just how to dress. I learned to use deodorant so I would always smell my best. I got myself a part-time job to buy the things I needed to have. And the payments on my supercharged Camaro really aren't so bad. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV.
Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, keep watching your TV. There are people who are laughing when they wink or a nod. There are people who are questioning our great TV God. Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, stay tuned to your TV. There are bunnies who are talking, there are wasters who read. There are people here who do not even own a TV. Everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV.
And stay tuned, Earth First Radio will be right back.